Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm visiting with Tommy McNish, the son of Judge Laura Johnson McNish, about an upcoming informational event focused on the selection of Kansas Supreme Court justices. Tommy starts by talking about what the purpose of this kind of event that is coming up on February 3rd.
The purpose of this event is to provide an accurate, neutral, and information about the upcoming vote to amend the Constitution, which in essence would allow Kansas Supreme Court justices to be elected.
He talks about when it begins, where it's at, and how long it's expected to last.
The event starts at 5 p.m. sharp at Landall Lanes, and that's 2005 Center Street, Marysville, Kansas. The presentation will last 30 minutes, and it's going to be followed by questions.
Tommy also talks about what the selection of Kansas Supreme Court justices mean in practice.
Over the course of Kansas history, voters and Kansas legislators have made a number of changes to the law that direct how Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected and qualified.
He mentions why it's important for voters to understand the judicial selection process.
Voters will soon decide how Kansas Supreme Court justices should be selected in the future.
Then Tommy goes on to say what Judge Norbert Merrick's background is, who will be at Landall Lane speaking.
Judge Norbert Merrick serves as a district court judge in the 2nd Judicial District. Judge Merrick was appointed by Governor Sam Brownback and began service as a district court judge in January of 2016. Prior to becoming a district court judge, he was an attorney at Myers, Pott, Roth, and Ball in Manhattan from 1995 to 2006. He then served as a Wabunsee County Attorney from 2007 until his appointment to the bench. He also represented 11 municipalities, including the city of Marysville.
Tommy also discusses why it's important for potential voters to educate themselves.
The upcoming election could dramatically change how Supreme Court justices are selected.
Tommy mentions where you can find more information if you can't make it on February 3rd.
One place you could do your research online would be Ballotpedia. It'd be under the tab of Kansas Elections for Supreme Court Justices Amendment, August 2026.
Again, that informational event is February 3rd at 5 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Thank you to Tommy McNish for sharing this information with us. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.